News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We're heading into the budget, and reports and leaks would suggest that there is anger about the Department of Education getting special treatment, with the government having to move to fill a 646 million euro hole in its finances. For analysis of that, we're joined by Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. And Sean, before we get into the budget planning, we had a poll this weekend which showed positive news for Fine Gael and probably worrying news for Sinn Féin and Mary Lou MacDonald.
Yeah, so this is the Ireland Thinks poll in the Sindo. Now, look, we have to remember it's small numbers here. The headline is Fine Gael, the most popular party in the country, which is true, according to this poll. They're only up one percentage point, and Sinn Féin are only down one percentage point with this poll with a margin error of between 2 and 3%. So it's all well within the margin of error, but that they are slightly ahead of them. And then Fianna Fáil up a percentage point again to 17. So all of them sort of within 3 percentage points of each other. But for Mary Lou MacDonald, given that we've had, you know, the fuel protest, cost of living crisis, that they have really been hammering at the government over the likes of fuel prices again, 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 and the Dáil over the last 2 weeks, to see your support fall, albeit marginally, in a poll would definitely be concerning for them. I think possibly one of the bigger stories, if you look at the actual numbers when you have them laid out, is so the Social Democrats are now just 5 percentage points behind Fianna Fáil. They're still at 12, and then Independent in Ireland and Aintu on a combined 13 percentage points down one. So you're seeing this kind of, we've always had the, you know, 2.5 party system. We now have kind of the 3 medium-sized parties and 3 semi-medium-sized parties and a bunch of small ones. It's just a very different political landscape that we're looking at now.
And of course, somewhere you can almost feel Micheál Martin getting irked by this, because he will, as ever, maintain that the polls don't adequately reflect Fianna Fáil's innate support.
No, and in fairness, Fianna Fáil almost always outperform polls when it comes to the likes of the general election, and Sinn Féin fairly roundly underperform their poll performance when it gets to that too. But it certainly won't help him. And there was analysis of the poll from Kevin Cunningham, who's the guy behind Ireland Thinks yesterday, saying basically when Enda Kenny was sort of forced out as Fine Gael leader, it was because they were 3 to 4 percentage points behind Fianna Fáil in the poll shortly after that 2016 election, and that we could be seeing a similar situation playing out here, that with Fianna Fáil now very much looking like the second banana to Fine Gael in a reversal of what happened at the last general election. Those who are critical of Micheál Martin will certainly have their knives out, and other figures within that polling also showed Jim O'Callaghan by and far the favourite to replace him among Fianna Fáil voters and voters in general, with I think it was 54% of people saying that he'd be the preferred next Fianna Fáil leader. Dara Cleary was second, down I think in the region of 20%. So it's not particularly close.
What then about the budget hassle, as departments are being told that they have to bail out education?
Yeah, so there's about a 650 million euro hole in the education budget. That hole is made up of extra spending the government has decided to do when it comes to special education in particular. And it looks as though the Department of Public Expenditure has forestood behind the Department of Education, which is unusual, because you've seen the department rail back against the likes of health in the past when they've had massive overruns. But I think the government has decided, look, this is a policy commitment we made at the election. And even though the spending has gone way out of profile and should obviously have been forecasted for in the last budget, they're going to stick behind it. And now it's other departments that have to pick up the slack. And that's where the anger is coming in, because they're all going in with their begging bowl in the next month or so to really flesh out the negotiations for budget 2027. And the baseline that Jack Chambers has set for that in various departments is, well, you need to find a 1.4% saving, or you need to find a 0.2% saving. Some of that's the kind of range that they're looking at, which for some departments could be 50 million euro that they're suddenly having to find and to achieve savings on before they ever get into talking about maybe extra measures that they want to bring in next year. So a lot of ministers, I think, you know, fairly think, I'm running my department well, we keep on track of our finances, why should we suddenly have to pick up the tab for education just because, you know, Jack Chambers and the minister at the time didn't do their sums properly.
Sean, thanks very much. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.